Media is largely ignoring Indonesia's plight, but Christians aren't. Uganda terrorists don't faze missionaries, and persecution and harassment face believers in southern Mexico. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been nearly 10 days since the magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck Indonesia, killing 6,000 people and leaving more than 500,000 homeless. Unfortunately, Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says
the issues here is that the national and world news has not covered this particular disaster, even though it's been a terrible calamity.
Gain has a medical team from Singapore and Manila on the ground. Detter says they're working with selfless local believers.
Those 20 staff and students also are victims of the earthquake, and their houses were absolutely shattered, but still they minister to others. But they have the manpower, but they lack the money.
$50,000 is needed for the initial response, which goes for more than just physical aid.
The believers are able to reach out and to show the truth of Christ in their actions as well as in their words, not just to provide material aid, but to provide the truth that will transform a life for all eternity.
Go to our website to help Gain USA provide for these needs. Next, earthquake survivors in Indonesia are still in shock and trying to survive after such devastating loss. World Vision continues to dispatch teams and emergency aid to reach more than 30,000 people in the Katlan district. They're providing critical supplies, shelter, and food, as well as making plans to support the overwhelmed health centers in the area. Continue praying for Indonesian families devastated by the earthquake and for those reaching out in Christ's love to meet their needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Lord's Resistance Army, one of the world's largest rebel groups, beleaguers Uganda. The World Bible Translation Center is helping to support believers working there in the refugee efforts after two decades of civil war. These missionaries have been going into the refugee camps to preach, provide supplies, Bibles, and encouragement. Their teams are equipping the children of Uganda for the spiritual warfare that surrounds them by providing God's Word to teach and guide them. Meanwhile, the ruins of Milta are considered to be one of Mexico's most mysterious sacred places. Located in the isolated south, much of the region clings to old ways. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says because many of the villagers find evangelical Christianity to be a social threat, ministry faces challenges.
A national pastor in this area said that he's been in a meeting with area pastors, and since he had that meeting, he's been receiving anonymous death threats. And this is something that's taken very seriously in these remote Indian villages.
The violence goes in cycles. Dudenhofer says because believers are taking a stand against participating in local festivities, they're being targeted.
The people that decide that they don't want to tolerate Christianity have been known to kill people who profess their faith in Christ, and if they can't kill them, they'll try to run them out of town.
And MNN's Faith McGuire attended a dedication of Young Life's new $2.4 million building at their camp in Lake City, Michigan.
Young Life's Timberwolf Lake Camp is nestled in the wilderness of northern Michigan. Each summer, hundreds of kids from across the Midwest converge into the beauty, stillness, and retreat found here. It's a place where they have fun, meet friends, and encounter the living God. The new building is a needed addition, and Timberwolf Lake property manager Greg Carlton says it will make their work more effective.
It's just a setting that's, you know, much like a sanctuary. This place is for proclaiming the gospel, and the whole camp is like that as a whole, but this particular building is what we'll use that for.
The buildings are needed, but Carlton says that ultimately it's the kids they invest in that matter the most. For Mission Network News, I'm Faith McGuire, Timberwolf Lake Camp.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.